Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I think I ate my parfait a little too fast.
You have ice cream headache?
No. Sometimes, very rarely, but when I eat too fast or drink too fast, sometimes I'll get the hiccups and I feel like I'm fighting it off.
You have a delicate ecosystem over there. Got to eat slowly. Got to digest your food.
Need to eat a little slower.
Trust me, from a guy with choking issues from the past, I know that struggle.
Have you kicked it completely?
I think having the endoscopy and widening my esophageal opening has definitely helped. It's helped over the last 2+ years.
Now that you said endoscopy, it popped into my head.
Yeah.
I think I need to do the colonoscopy again. Those 5 years went fast.
It creeps up on you. You had it at 50, 55. Did it 50,
turned 55 this year.
Yep. Get it
done. I'm going to have another endoscopy.
I've had two. I think I got to have another one. I don't know. I can't keep track.
I feel like your doctor, I remember, told you to do three. Mine told me five, but then next time your doctor told you to do four.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. You're good with that. So I'll get an update on my my portal.
You might be okay.
No, I'll be on my
couple
portal.
Years.
Listen, don't listen to me, but as long as you go regularly, you'll be all right.
They
scrape
have a
out
portal.
Whatever they scrape. No, I get a portal, but I'll get alerts.
Really responsible.
Yeah, you're locked in and you're not locked in on your portal.
No. Portal.
I have no
portal. Cobwebs on it.
Yeah.
So many cobwebs.
Yeah, you got to do all your blood work, whatever, for that or for certain things, and it shows up on your portal. You need it. It's time for you to go up the old where the sun don't shine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do hate that.
Oh, it's very invasive. Nobody loves it.
It's invasive, and also just, even though I feel like if you just go regularly, you'll be all right, it's just the anxiety of it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. And then it's bizarre how you're just there and they give you the propofol and then 3 seconds later you're out. Why don't they? I thought about this actually the other day. Why don't they just give those guys like on death row? Why don't they just give them propofol and then like, you know what I mean? Because they're out, and then give them the toxic whatever.
I don't know.
Literally, you give somebody propofol, you go 10, 9, 8, you're out. Why don't they do that to the guys on the
electric chair? They have a problem with whatever that drug cocktail is.
It's not working right.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Give them the propofol, then give them the poison.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to know.
That's why you see like firing squad is still an option in a few states, which I mean, some guys choose that. I don't think I would certainly not choose firing squad as my method of execution.
I think anesthesiologists make bank.
They do
They definitely do.
They definitely
do. It's extremely risky. Because you can paralyze somebody when you give them the what do they call that? You give a pregnant person the
epidural.
Yeah, you give them the epidural. You give that the wrong spot, Dunsky. You could really harm someone.
Oh, I bet their malpractice insurance pricey. It's probably expensive.
Yesterday, a clip of Cam Newton went viral talking about Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl. Has been to the Super Bowl twice.
Yep.
Eagles fans would say he's being disrespected. Even in the ESPN poll, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, where they surveyed coaches, scouts, and executives.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels finished as the top quarterback in the NFC, and people thought that was disrespectful. Hurts has won a Super Bowl.
I could see that argument, of course.
Here's what Cam Newton said about this.
We want to attack the messenger, Ryan Clark. Hey, let's pull up your stats. Second team, all SEC. We cannot relate. Undrafted in 2002. We cannot relate. Won Pro Bowl in 2011. We cannot relate.
People keep attacking Cam, the person, or why he didn't jump on the fumble, comparing and contrasting. So when I compare and contrast you guys' statistics and Dan Orlovsky, never mind. But the message here is, Jalen Hurts, this has nothing to do with me hating. Eagles fan, this has nothing to do with me being bitter. This is just my thought process in evaluating quarterbacks. Let's make people debate about sports again. There's too many homeboys in the industry. There's too many insiders that are moved by relationships. Well, you're not talking about the person.
You're more or less talking about their performance. And that's what I will talk about. Did you know, Peggy, Jalen Hurts only threw for 2,900 yards in the whole season?
Yeah, 2,903 yards.
Did you know that his former teammate at Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, threw for 36 yards less? You know the kicker in that is?
What is it?
Tua only played in 11 games. Baker Mayfield threw for 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. Justin Herbert's stats, 23 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. So what are we talking about here, ladies and gentlemen? Cam hating on Jalen? No, that's not the case.
He doesn't need to play elite for his team to be successful. They're not winning games solely on his performance. The elite guys is.
He lacks nothing in a skilled department. But like I told him, team situation doesn't require you to showcase your individual talent.
These guys that I put on the list are all valid. So stop coming for me as if I don't know this game of football.
I would literally give up. How many days is it till the NFL opener? Roughly
a month,
50, 45. Say it's 45 days. I would punt away 45 days of my life to fast forward from where we are right now to then.
So
to avoid these dumb, inane arguments like Cam Newton is, people are killing him for going hard against Jalen Hurts. Please just get it.
Well,
to the
games. You got to start from the beginning, like him comparing his stats to Orlovsky's and Ryan Clark's. They say, I'm better than you, so my opinion's more valid than you. That's obviously, that's like the oldest trick of the book,
right,
that no one respects. Like, you literally,
you
nobody
didn't play
respects
ball,
that.
So, like, how can you talk about football, like that whole thing?
And then
they came after him.
Yeah. And then
they
also
came after him. Look, I don't want to defend Cam Newton because I think he generally is a jerk, but I actually find myself siding with him here. Bucky Brooks, who I think we all respect, who is an NFL insider and scout, said, "Don't know why the take is controversial. Cam basically broke down the quarterbacks into trucks, quarterbacks that carry teams, and trailers, teams that carry the quarterback." And I think he makes valid points.
I'm not saying his points aren't valid, but he loses credibility when he takes shots at Clark and Orlovsky's playing career.
Yeah, there were
and
digs.
Tries to elevate himself above them because of that. Whether or not you have Hurts as your top 10 or top 7, whatever, everybody has that. I mean, those are all valid opinions. I agree with that part. And the part that his team doesn't need him to shine. Yeah, I mean, I agree with those points. Sure. But I almost throw it out when someone tries to just completely dismantle his opponent that way by saying, I'm better than you because I made more Pro Bowls. Or you were second team all SEC, I was first team all SEC. My opinion's better than yours. I almost throw out the whole argument because of that.
I agree with you there. Dan Orlovsky, to me, when I watch TV, might
he's
be
great.
The best analyst.
Right, he's
and
great.
He's a backup quarterback.
Right.
I'd rather watch Dan Orlovsky break down football than Tom Brady.
Your argument loses its impact when you diminish it with those trivial little
like personal
digs
attacks.
But I don't
the
remember
beginning.
What did Orlovsky say about Cam and what did Ryan Clark say about Cam.
Also, I'm no big
you know
Ryan
I mean? They
Clark could've, fan.
They could have both addressed the topic without bringing up Cam. So I'm not.
I'm
kind of defending him a little bit. I'm not trying to defend Cam Newton. I don't want to be in that business because I do think he's douchey.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not a huge Ryan
know,
Clark guy either.
If you guys, you'd have to put yourself in that. Pretend you're Cam Newton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got some weekend DJ in Fredericksburg saying the junkies suck and they're not any good. And
here's how they should do their show.
Right. You guys would be like, "What the hell? I'm not gonna listen." Yeah, well, accomplish something first before you tell us what to do.
I think we'd also try to like fly above it. be like,
You're not a nice guy.
Give this Bickle oxygen to this.
We've navigated below the belt.
Sure, I mean we've done plenty of times.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the same opinion that you guys have of Orlovsky. You guys would say this guy's a loser. He's not a big market morning show DJ. He can't tell us how to do a show. We've been doing this for 30 years. Hell, EB tells me that every other week.
Yeah, so are you your team Cam?
I'm kind of team Cam.
I'm kind of team Cam, too, and I hate to do it because he is douchey.
I would just say that...
wasn't perfect.
You could use that argument against me, and there's nothing I could say to it.
But they did.
You could use that argument
He was attacked.
Huh? You can, and I would say, okay, yeah. But still.
I'm team, let's stop arguing about whether Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback or not. Because does it really matter? No, it's just... It's something
but that's also,
to fill in the time before the NFL actually starts.
It's also a little bit different. Well, I think now I'm trying to
matter. Hey, Cakes, it matters to a lot of people.
What you
the QB ranking stuff.
So
mm-hmm. I'm telling you,
you're telling me a lot of Eagles fans are losing their minds that he's not ranked in the top 10.
Yes. No doubt.
I mean, I would think that they would care more about the fact that he helped lead them to a Super Bowl and they have hardware.
Trust me, I see it. I see it all over. There's a lot of Commanders fans that are adamant that Jaden Daniels is better than Jalen Hurts.
Right.
So Clark said that Hurts was being disrespected. And Newton is saying, I'm not disrespecting him. I'm giving you my opinion from being a guy who was an MVP in the league. And my opinion is he doesn't carry his team. So that's why he fired back. Now, did he have to mention second team SEC? Probably not.
Right.
In my opinion, if you're over the age of 18 and it ruins your day and or your week that your quarterback isn't ranked where you think he should be in a preseason top 10 list, you're a loser. That is my opinion. Please don't let it affect your life so much.
But you've argued vehemently in the past
about Ovi.
You've argued vehemently in the past about where guys should be ranked countless times.
Cakes, you stood on a pedestal last season that Jaden Daniels was having a better season than Patrick Mahomes.
That is true.
Yeah,
but again,
you're doing a quarterback ranking.
It was during the season while games are ongoing.
What do you think? What do you think that the analysts are doing in the offseason? They're analyzing last season and making a list. A ranking because of it.
I'll be honest with you. I thought Cam lost a little of his point, too, because he's clearly just reading the stats instead of... And sometimes the stats don't tell the whole picture. Like, we all use stats to our advantage, and then you might use them to your advantage. Mm-hmm. But I felt like he was just, like, almost reciting them.
I'll be honest,
like someone told him...
About Cam Newton, I can't take him seriously because of the way he dresses. He goes out there in peacocks, like...
with his Curious George hat.
I look at him.
I find him incredibly annoying.
He looks like a character out of like Willy, like he's trying to be the next Willy Wonka, like with his outfits and his getups. I can't take him seriously.
Now but I will.
He
agree
said,
with you,
"Don't
Cakes.
Don't be upset with the pointer.
Yeah,
focus on the point." Mm.
Now I will agree with you, Cakes, that we have reached peak quarterback listings.
Yes,
like it's becoming fatiguing
right
now.
I have fatigue from it. You have fatigue. I'm guessing a lot of people have. List fatigue.
I think also, and I don't know if Orlovsky or Ryan Clark did it, I think he comes from a defensive posture about the fumble in the Super Bowl. And I saw a video.
I don't even remember.
The ball was loose and it was fumble. It was just squirting around and he just looked at it while everybody else jumped on it to try to cover the ball.
He didn't have the instinct to go
Or he just didn't. He made a business decision and didn't jump on the ball.
He's been questioned about that throughout. So I don't know if Clark or Orlovsky brought that up, but he definitely is defensive. But I happen to see a video with Greg Olsen come up because all this stuff has blown up on social media the last couple of days. And Olsen said he's like the toughest guy he's ever played with. He said in practice, in games, he's like he put his life on the line. He's like to question him.
Cam?
Not going over. Yes, he said
well,
to question him.
About the beating
not going
he
over
took.
The football. Exactly. He was saying it's kind of ridiculous.
I would just say it was for some reason it instinctively, it wasn't like he was scared, but for some reason instinctively he didn't go for it.
But also, I don't understand Cam's larger point of that Jalen Hurts, he's ranking Jalen Hurts where he is because the team's good. Well, don't you want your team to be good?
Just saying he's not carrying them.
Well,
like
what's
they would
the
be
point?
Good.
Well, what's
he would just
point?
Say they would be good. Well,
is it,
you're
what,
ranking
you lose?
Quarterbacks. No, but he's just saying Like, if they had a lesser quarterback, they still might win almost as many games, if not the same amount.
And if you put Hurts somewhere else, he doesn't believe he'd shine as much as guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
So we're micromanaging someone's Super Bowl accomplishment? That's the whole point of a team.
No, he's saying that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels
are individually more talented.
Patrick Mahomes, that they're Joe Burrow, well, that they're better than him.
He's probably also insanely jealous that Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl and that he fell short.
I get it, but he's ranking the quarterbacks. Sure, and he's just saying that Jalen Hurts isn't as good as those guys.
I don't necessarily think that. Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP. I'd say he's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
No, you wouldn't.
I am.
You really would say he's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
I'm saying he would.
Really?
Your end goal as a fan for your team is to win the Super Bowl.
No, but you're not going to.
Okay, but do you think that Trent Dilfer was better and who won a Super Bowl for your Baltimore Ravens? Was he better than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
Or Lamar?
Well, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady have a multiple.
No, say
Super
Lamar.
Bowl.
No, but even that year, even that year, was he better?
Yes, he was. He was. He won the effing Super Bowl.
He wasn't a better quarterback. He was on a better team that won a Super Bowl, but he wasn't a better quarterback.
You'd rather win the quarterback trophy than the Lombardi trophy?
That's not the question, but you brought it up yourself. They're ranking quarterbacks.
So you're going to
rank quarterbacks only on wins then?
As a fan, I'm happy when when the team wins Super Bowl.
You're bringing in another argument, though. That's a different argument.
It doesn't matter to me if I'm a fan of a team and my quarterback is 1, 2, 3, 4 on the list.
I know, but you're taking both sides of the argument, because just 10 minutes ago you said, yes, Philly fans are irate that Jalen is not ranked higher.
Of course.
Let me ask you this, Valdez. You famously played against Kevin Durant's team in basketball at one point in your life, right?
Well, this is Matt Valdez. Basketball camp in the summer, but
I thought it was a high school game, Christian. Whatever. But let's say you played his basketball team and your team won.
Yeah.
You're not a better player than Kevin Durant.
I accomplished the goal and he didn't.
Yeah, that's not the point, though. You're not a better player.
That's the point. I accomplished the goal of winning and he did not.
Okay, so Trent Dilfer is one of the all-time great quarterbacks.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of quarterbacks that can say they didn't win a Super Bowl.
That doesn't make him better than Dan Marino.
It makes him more accomplished.
He's more accomplished. Okay, that's different.
Yeah. Well, you have a selfish way of thinking about things.
Fine, I'm with Cam Newton here in that he can elevate guys over Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is not the number one quarterback in the league.
Hey, would you rather have the show be ranked number one in the Talkers magazine or JP recognized in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Probably the
Neither of them would do any good.
If you gave me number one ratings, JP only, or the show.
The
show get the number one ratings. The Talkers magazine doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's financially beneficial to you.
I think, honestly, Valdez, I think you've changed it. You're kind of all over it.
You paddled down the wrong river.
You're kind of getting... Yeah. I think you're going to back off.
You got to back off. Just say you went too far.
You
went too far.
You were good.
You don't believe that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Lamar. Nobody believes that. And don't get pinned down by that because you're getting worked up.
No, I would rather have the team win the Super Bowl.
Okay, I get that. But would you trade Lamar for Jalen Hurts right now?
No.
He has to say yes.
You backed yourself into a corner. I love you. I don't play quarterback.
I'm trying to make a bigger point,
but it's Friday. I don't want you to be upset.
I'm not upset.
You backed the wrong horse.
I'm not. I play football. I don't play quarterback.
So you would trade Lamar Jackson for Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts has more accomplishments than Lamar Jackson.
It doesn't matter.
Robert Horry has more accomplishments in terms of championships than Steph Curry, but you would rather have Steph Curry.
Of course. Do you think Steph Curry would rather have seven rings?
Sure.
But that's a different argument.
That doesn't make him inferior.
You're coming at it as an individual, not a fan of the team.
I know that's where you're touching on the edges of one of Valdez's
The team is greater than one player.
I know, but we're talking about Cam Newton's listing players.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm saying that we're missing the point because everyone's caught up in the whole list of players and not caught up in the whole team success.
Well, I think it's understood that he won the Super Bowl, but they're just still evaluating and ranking beyond that. Yeah. That's all. It's too close to his little pet peeve that he roots for the name on the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey. That's his one of his mantras. I know you very well. That's one of your mantras.
1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies coming right.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. Remember, you missed any part of the show, we had Chris Russell, the Rooster, pay homage to Hulk Hogan earlier in the program. You can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just enter Sports Junkies. And you can grab that. Of course, you can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line, tweet us at Junks Radio. A couple that I noticed, this from our pal Chris Russell.
Okay.
Tweeted us, you guys asked about Ben Sinnott this morning.
Oh.
Just had a beautiful sliding catch over the middle for a touchdown in red zone drills.
Mm.
Had another catch earlier too.
Ooh.
So there's a little intel.
It's flashing a little bit out there, that Ben Sinnott.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything to lead me to think that he sucked. He just had a guy ahead of him play out of his mind.
Yep.
This from Travis, listens to the show a lot, tweets us. I've agreed with EB 99.9% of the time. But when it comes to Cam Newton, I'm better than you situation. I do remember EB telling the producers how much better than he was towards AWOD and Drab.
Probably.
That probably happened at some point.
I don't doubt. Listen, I think that we're great at what we do.
I tend to agree. I hope the listeners think the same thing.
Yes.
Hopefully that's the case.
They don't always agree, Cake.
No, I'm well aware.
By the way, did you notice? I can't listen to Bitseason anymore because that's when they really get their shots in.
Okay.
It's too much. It makes me crazy. They were getting on your shorts again. Yes, they were highlighting the shorts.
I mean, I guess I have
I saw that.
I short shrapnel. My kryptonite is I just can't. I can't buy shorts that fit properly. I don't know.
Apparently, you need to go with them to the store.
Yeah, you guys need to be my personal haberdashers.
No,
I don't know.
I'm going to be serious, Cakes, because I don't want to have you get the face.
No, I'm not going to get the face.
One question. Did you buy them for the appearance?
No. I bought those.
You had them for a while.
I bought those shorts literally a month or so ago.
Okay.
Before I went to San Diego. Gotcha. I was at Nordstrom Rack. I was like, oh, those look kind of silly. Didn't try them on. That was the problem. I just bought them sight unseen. And maybe they're too long. I don't know.
Go ahead, Valdez.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, you were going to say, well, one thing that you guys were saying, first of all, to dress up and wear shorts.
That's
incongruent.
Yeah, that was faux pas number one.
Yeah. When you say dress up, shorts are completely eliminated from from your outfit.
So I should have worn pants.
Yes, like you should have worn
jeans
pants.
Jeans at a minimum. What
if you wore seersucker shorts?
No shorts
whatsoever.
Yeah,
just shorts are out of bounds.
Listen, I thought you were fine.
But here's
whatever.
I'm like Cakes. It's hard to find clothes that fit well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel like Cakes and I both have kind of unique body types.
I like how you're framing that. Look, I'm short. Shorts on me are gonna
we need to educate you about inseam.
What's wrong with your body? Do you
I have my shoulders. Like, I have very broad shoulders,
broad chest. Right.
So it's hard to find stuff that's, fits well up top.
Yeah.
but it doesn't look like I'm wearing a muumuu down below.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How is your like torso relative to your legs and all that?
That's usually pretty good.
You're okay.
But Cakes needs to get educated about his inseam.
Yeah.
Because since he is a shorter guy, mm-hmm. he can't wear 9-inch inseam shorts.
Yeah. He's like 7-inch inseam.
You need
I think he's wearing 10 or 11.
Yeah. He needs 7.5
no,
inch
seams. I think they're
probably
9-inch inseam. But I'm not tall. They're just longer.
So that way they fall just above the kneecap.
Yeah.
And also he needs to be conscious of crotch area.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cakes has a notorious flat ass. So the more space that's between the waistline and the zipper,
yeah.
it highlights how much of a flat ass he has. Mm,
interesting.
So he needs that to be decreased with the inseam. So that way the shorts look more form-fitting instead of parachute pants.
I know you won't ever do this, but I have taken a rack of shorts before to a tailor and had them so they fit me better.
Right. I've never done that. Never
even considered it. It's not even that much. It's just like a seamstress, and they just, it's not like a tailoring a suit.
Go in and say, take these in.
It's not like tailoring
I've done that with golf pants and golf shorts and regular pants before. I've taken them to mommy to sew up.
Yeah. Okay. This is solid life advice. I don't have a problem with this.
Right.
This is all good. Just get it out of the open.
And please, just don't tuck in your shirt next time, too.
You've been getting beaten up about your get-ups for a while.
It's evergreen.
That happened before one of the Purple Hearts.
Well, we had the whole golf outfit.
How
did those shorts end up fitting?
They went perfectly because they had.
Yeah, how come you didn't wear that?
They had someone knowledgeable.
I don't know. I still have it.
That's just, you're locked in. You just think of it as your golf outfit, and you're not going to wear it anywhere else.
Anytime you go shopping, you bring those shorts with you, and then you line them up.
I'm just, unless they're Vuori shorts, like what I'm wearing today, I just can't wear shorts in here because I'm just going to be right in the crosshairs every time.
And then Cakes also needs like a more form fitting shirt because like his sleeves are so loose and baggy.
He generally just buys too big of stuff.
I think he does too. Drab said that on Bitsy.
I think he's buying
like 36 or 38 waisted stuff.
Yeah. What waist do you buy?
Generally 30. Like I'm between a 36 and a 38. Like 38s are too big. 36 a little snug.
You should get the little snug.
You know what I'm saying?
You should stick with the little snug.
Yeah, but I don't like walking around in little snug stuff. It just doesn't feel good.
You like it looser.
It doesn't feel right.
He might need like to go the size up to 38, but get a slimmer cut.
Get a seamstress to hook it.
Or just they make like slim fit 38s that he could wear.
Sure.
And then what I was saying about the shirt is it's so baggy on him. It needs to be more form fitting.
like chocolate as he walks in.
Like he needs the shoulders.
He needs to buy some of those shirts from those infomercials where guys, you know, for guys like all of us that are middle aged guys.
Yeah.
And you got to
like, hide your belly. It shows off your arm.
Yeah, it shows you look jacked and upper body.
Sure, I've seen the infomercials.
Like I have a couple brands in mind that I think would look good on Cakes. Like I feel like Cakes would fit well in a Roback because
I don't even know what that is.
It's a golf shirt.
Okay,
it's a collared shirt.
Yeah.
And they make the sleeves a certain length, and so that way it doesn't look like you don't look like a wizard that you're draped in all black.
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is all sound advice.
Or you just keep giving them content, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I could just keep giving you free content.
You ever think about, like, just doing some extra squats for, like, 6 months to try to get the ass going?
Extra squats?
Or
That would imply that I'm doing squats.
Do you ever think, like, you know what? I'm going to go on a mission. I'm going to try to get my backside.
Not really.
You know what you should do is we should get him a butt pad.
A butt pad?
No, I mean women wear them. Hey, so why can't we?
How about this as a bit? You said you were going to pay him to get a. BBL. How much for you to get? And by the way, it's not for you to look obnoxious, but for you to look like you had like Zac Efron's butt
right.
or something.
just you know popping. What I mean? It's popping.
Like you
back
just
there.
Had like Mario Lopez's butt.
Yeah, I just don't think that's ever going to happen. It would have to be artificial.
Yeah, would you do that? Could we pay you?
No.
Could we pay you to get a BBL?
I said
the amount of CCs they would need for that flat ass.
So many. I would. I'm happy to do the bad toupee for
you. Would
a year
rather do that than
because
get
I just at the end of the year I just take it off.
Well, the BBL they could somehow remove it or
isn't that like a surgical procedure?
I think it's just
I'm not that size.
I kind of feel like if you did the toupee for a year, you'd probably keep it.
I mean, I might. I'd have an extra $10,000 in my pocket too. Yeah. Which would be nice.
I've been trying to do more squat stuff just because as you get older, your butt just falls apart.
Yeah. Mine's falling apart.
Yeah.
Apparently,
you got
way
a squat
early.
Rack, right?
I do, but it hurts really my knees. I use like, I'll do like kettlebell squat. I'll do some stuff like that a little easier. I'm not trying to put like 250 pounds on there or something.
That sounds way too much weight.
No, just do some stuff with dumbbells or kettlebells.
Yeah.
Try to get
would
a little muscle.
Hey, would you entertain the idea of like a butt pad?
A butt pad? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, you just have like a girdle and then you
like
have
like inserts.
So like, it's like stuffing your
butt. Can we do that just so you could walk around here for a week?
I would do it for a bit for TV.
Just like at work.
I don't think I'm
going to
walk around.
He has to walk around the sales. So like, can we do it? You walk around and see if people notice your ass. Oh, can we do it? And he goes outside in the public.
Right.
Where he has a butt pad.
Well, nobody's going to.
See if people notice.
Nobody's just randomly going to notice that all of a sudden that doesn't know me already.
Yeah, nobody's going to say,
that guy has a nice butt.
Yeah, maybe you start doing the bit that Drab saw, which was the coup de grace at the end of the Little People Wrestling.
Well, I'm not going to do that, unless it became really lucrative. I could make a lot of money off
would
of it.
Would you do that right now? If somebody offered you $1,000, would you do that as an ending bit and an appearance?
Where they just stick their face like right into my
like
butt?
Like in Mar, no, no.
$1,000?
No, you're the guy that do it. You do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you just back your butt.
I have to do it.
Back that ass up.
Mars' butt? Yeah. No.
Your butt, Mars' nose.
Who gets paid?
You.
I would consider it. I would think about it at least. I mean, I should profit off of my flat butt if I can. Yeah.
But the real problem with the shorts, according to, you know, the haberdashers over here, wasn't really your butt.
It's not just us. Look at all the comments.
I didn't see a comment.
It's that they were too long, right?
I guess.
Yes, the inseam.
He needs a tailor. Cakes is... His no offense, your waist is wider, doesn't fit how short you are.
I understood.
Yeah, so you just need a tailor.
This body has flaws. I'm well aware.
To like take them up a notch. Or,
yeah.
Well, I told him that I've taken a whole rack of shorts before to a seamstress, and I think she charged me like $10 a short, or whatever, and just tightened them up, made them look sillier.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm just bitter we lost our connection with Jason's guy because those were like the bulk of my free shorts.
Yeah. I'm just gonna wear
what
pants.
Happened to
I'm
Pete?
Just gonna wear pants from now on.
What happened to Pete?
I don't know. I don't know what became
of them.
I think
we said something that they didn't like.
I don't think he's with this company anymore.
I think like most relationships.
Yeah, they fizzled at some
we
point.
We said something.
Yeah.
All right, gotta take a break. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 10, we're going to hook you up with some tickets, a pair of tickets to NSO Back to the Future. That's coming up Saturday, August 2nd at Wolf Trap. Recharge your flux capacitor and get ready to celebrate this unforgettable movie classic as you've never seen or heard it before. Caller number 10 at 1-800-636-1067. You'll get those tickets a little bit later. Give you a chance to win some Wiz Khalifa tickets and Sean Paul.
If you win the Wiz Khalifa tickets, you better not have plans tonight because that show is tonight at Jiffy Lube Live.
What's on your docket tonight, Cakes, as we're working for the weekend?
Let's see. Going to play poker till about 2 o'clock. Hopefully fight the Beltway traffic to get home. My wife has a friend in town from Charlotte with her son, so we are hanging out with them tonight and into tomorrow.
You're taking them out on the town?
I think we're going to go to Annapolis tomorrow morning into afternoon. So are that's what's on the docket.
Are you going to leave at 2 because of traffic, regardless of if you're up or down? Because of the traffic
issue? Well, that's
issue.
The plan. Now, I could leave a lot earlier than 2 if I get felted. Right. Like, if I lose, like,
the
2 bullets.
The walk of shame. Right.
Yeah. But there's no real walk of shame for me over to the ATM because I always pack extra bullets when I play poker at MGM.
Yeah,
I don't
but it
use
always
the
sucks.
ATM.
Regardless of how many times you've been stacked.
Yeah.
It always sucks to leave when you've been stacked. Like, if you're just leaving because you're actually felted.
I'd rather not leave right after just get, if I get bamboozled on a hand and then just, all right, guys, it's been fun.
Yeah.
We're real, not really, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
I'd rather just dip into my poker backpack.
And then leave a few minutes later.
Bring some more chips out, play a few hands, and then walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
I tend not to leave after just getting all of my chips vacuumed to somebody else's stack. Try to avoid that.
I still, you talk about my 186 in bowling that I remember 30-some years
I
ago.
I talk about your 186.
Well, you say how I remember it from 30-some, literally 32 years ago, maybe?
Okay. I wasn't blown away. Drab was blown away by that because I'm good at remembering numbers.
Well, I just remember that.
Although I don't remember my high in bowling. It was right around there.
I remember my set of nines losing to a set of queens in St. Louis, Missouri
in
the 2-5 game. And I was cruising for hours. I was like, I can handle this.
Yeah.
No big deal. It was one of my first times playing live poker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we were out there for, you know,
that was my first time playing any sort of live poker. I remember it like it was yesterday.
And I just was like, yeah, it's good. The game is probably a little bit too big for me for what I brought.
Right.
But it was comfortable. And it didn't even occur to me that that guy had a better set.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And then when he hoovered all my chips,
yeah.
I did the walk of shame.
Well, I mean, what else can you do? You probably had no more money.
I had to take my chair, tuck it under the table, and say, thanks, guys.
Pat the table a couple times.
That's been probably 20 years, and I still remember that particular
beat.
Set of nines, lose to set of
poker players tend not to remember their big wins, but they can always remember those tragic beats.
I didn't even see it coming.
Sure.
I thought I was waiting to put my all in. All in.
You're waiting. You thought you were going to drag all his chips over to your side of the table.
Oh, I was already spending that money.
Sure. Happens.
All right, let's go to Bruce in Richmond. Bruce, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Bruce.
Oh, my God. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hi, man. Quick defense of Sam Snead that you took a shot at earlier. He is still, I think, the second highest winner of PGA Tours. And he's also won in 4 decades, which nobody's ever done.
Yeah, Valdez, he won in 4 different decades.
You want me to retort?
Yeah, let's have PowerPoint.
So out of 82 Sam Snead wins, we're going to count the 1937 West Virginia Pro Closed, which, by the way, wasn't open to anyone else. He played against local Muni head pros. I think it was a 16-person field, 36 holes. He won that. Next year, it was an 18-hole event in the first ever Crosby Clam Bake that they had.
I can't believe he knows all this.
All right, there was 18. It was 18 holes, which, by the way, you need to play at least 54 holes now. The 1950 Crosby Clam Bake, there was a 4-way tie after 54 holes, and they declared every person a winner, which all counts towards his 82.
And he's all over it.
I mean, it's just
share
it's,
the title.
I'm not
Jack
saying.
Burke
I'm not saying.
Jr.
I'm saying some of his wins are fraudulent.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't count. They wouldn't count today because the fields are different.
Well, that's what the tour was back then.
This guy saw
it didn't
him play
get
actually
big until Arnie came along.
Just because you're his caddy doesn't mean we should count those wins.
Well, and he also formed the Senior PGA Tour.
That doesn't have anything to do. That has nothing to do with the wins that I'm counting towards. I'm saying he's playing. He's playing against local Muni pros, where he's winning by 16 shots.
Listen,
he got credit for a win in a 4-player field event. I mean, come on.
What do you say to that, Bruce?
I say that's the way it was back then.
Right. All right. Hey, that's fine. Did he say who's on your Mount Rushmore, Bruce? Golf?
Oh, I'll say Arnie, Jack, Tiger, and Sam.
He's a Sneed guy.
All right, so he has no Bobby Jones and he has no Ben Hogan.
Nope.
Okay. That's fair. I don't think that would be horrible.
No. It is
no Scheffler?
Nowhere near that thing
yet.
Not yet. Hey, Bruce, we got to run. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate
it. All right, man.
In the old days, I would have just hooked him up with the tickets, but we have rules here.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules.
It would have been just a funny bit to see him go to Wiz Khalifa. So caller number 10 right now, if you can go tonight, we're going to hook you up with two tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Good Vibes Only Tour with special guest DaBaby. Tonight, Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. You can get your tickets for more event information, visit thefandc.com, but tickets are on sale now.
I had no idea that Valdez had memorized Sam Snead's Wikipedia page, which basically he has.
Is this debated in your Friday text group where you said no to golf today?
Well, it's one of my biggest pedestals I stand on for golf-related stuff.
It's just
Sam Snead's 82 wins. Very accomplished golfer, but some of them are fraudulent.
Yeah,
and you stand by Jalen Hurts greater than Lamar Jackson.
We got to come up with like his top five hot takes, like sports takes. They're not all bad. You know.
He's had a hell of an hour, hasn't he?
He would trade Lamar for Jalen. All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next, right here on The Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.